Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Recently, we heard about some schools in California who took children in school buses on a field trip to a mosque. What is a mosque? It is the place of worship to the Muslims, like churches for Christians, synagogues for the Jewish people. But I was not surprised to learn that our textbooks are teaching our children about mosque, taking them to the mosque or not. It was such a bold step to make a school trip to a mosque, but it was even bolder to have the male children stand in line with Muslims during the prayer, and they bow down and kneel down and stand up in unity with the Muslim men in the mosque as they taught our children how Muslims pray. I can only imagine if we have the same school bus carrying our children to some church, and then we teach our students how to pray the Christian prayer. Maybe we read the Bible for them too. Maybe we teach them a Christian song while they're in the church to praise Jesus. I can only imagine the reaction of the media, the reaction of the ACLU. But it was okay to take our student to a mosque and teach them how to pray the Muslim prayer. What is a mosque? What is the real reason for the existence of the mosque from Muhammad days until today, even here in America? This is what we will be talking about in this broadcast. So first, let us listen to the lie, and then we will expose the true reason for having mosques around the world or here in America.
From the Florida Teacher's Guide, Corrections to Islam-Biased Content in Florida's K-12 Textbooks, Teacher's Guide, Addendum, published by Glencoe World Geography, McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2000-2003. Pages 448 through 449. By the 800s, Islam had spread to North Africa, Central Asia, Southwest Asia, and parts of Europe. Islam had profound religious, political, and cultural influences in these areas. One of the new features seen in the region's cities was the mosque, a house of worship where Muslims pray.
Once again, as we covered in our last program, we cannot just simply teach our children that Islam is the religion which spread fast all over the Middle East or in some part of Europe without telling our children how Islam spread that fast, which simply can be summarized by stating that Islam spread by the sword. For that is the true history of the spread of Islam. Allah in the Quran command Muslims to engage in war with people until people become Muslims. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, and his early Muslim believers were killing Christians and Jewish men who refused to accept Islam, as Muhammad also commanded the Muslim followers for the years to come to kill all people who reject the cult of Islam. And not only they were killing the Christian and Jewish men, but also Muhammad commanded the Muslim to take the children and the wives as a spoil of war. And that's how Islam truly spread all over the world. And this is what is known as the ethnic cleansing, where Muslim men were raping the females which belonged to the men whom they killed. And a new generation came to this world known as Muslims. Quran 47:4, Allah gives a command to Muhammad to behead the infidels wherever they find them, as stated also in Quran chapter 9 verse 5, the verse which is known by Muslim scholar, the verse of the sword. We cannot allow Muslims to talk about the spreading Islam in a positive way, because it was not. Not only Islam did not spread in a peaceful way, but Islam does not exist even today in a peaceful way. For no Muslim has the freedom to leave the cult of Islam, and anyone and everyone who leaves Islam is killed by their own family member or by their own Muslim in the society. And this is known as honor killing, which is the practice of the teaching of Allah in the Quran, chapter 6 and verse 151, and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. Now, let us talk a little bit about the subject of the mosque. The textbook said, one of the features seen in the region's cities was the mosque, a house of worship where Muslims pray. See, when you look at it this way, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why it was okay for our school to go ahead and take our children on a school trip to a mosque. And this will make the school trip to the mosque a great experience for our children to learn about Muslim prayer and perhaps to get involved in a Muslim prayer in such a wonderful trip. But what is the mosque? What was the purpose for the building of the first mosque? That is a question we must investigate. Some of you have heard about the Holy Land Foundation trial. This is a trial which has shown us that CARE is not a moderate Muslim organization, but CARE is a brotherhood identity. As a matter of fact, many of Muslim organizations has been exposed in this trial as their name was written as Muslim jihadists in America. And I would like to share with you some of the information which has been found in this trial concerning the brotherhood movement in United States of America and their work of building mosques or Islamic centers all over this land. Notice this information was written in 1987 and it has been known by the American authorities since 1991. So our government, the United States of America government, knew about Muslim agenda in America of building mosques and building Islamic centers. And not one agent in our government, not the FBI, not the CIA, not anybody, have the boldness to stop the mosques building in America. Even though we know what is behind these buildings which are now rising up all over this land, and no one to say it is illegal for Muslim to build a mosque. But I hope and I pray, as you listen to the words of the Muslim, which has been discovered in this document, which is used to prove that Muslim in America are not for good, they're not here to build a mosque as a place of worship, but for other reasons. I hope and I pray that you go online and you download the entire document and you read it and study it to know the truth about what our government here in the United States of America know about Muslims, and that they have done nothing to stop them from accomplishing their goal of taking over America. For the future is coming where Muslims will perform jihad in America, and they will use the mosque as a place not of worship, but as a military base to launch attacks to kill our children and our grandchildren here in the United States of America. I guarantee you that Muslims will continue to terrorize the Americans, and it will grow rapidly here in America simply because we allowed Muslims to build their mosques, their Islamic centers. Add to that, now we're teaching our children in our public schools that these mosques are just wonderful places for Muslim people to pray and to worship. Listen carefully to what is written in this document.
Establishing the Islamic Center in every city. The center we seek is the one in which constitutes the axis of our movement, the perimeter of the circle of our work, our balance center, the base for our rise, and to educate us, prepare us, and supply our battalions.
The mosque will be the place to supply the Muslim battalions. It must be a very heavy prayer. Let's continue.
This is an order for the Islamic Center to turn into a seed for an Islamic society, which is a reflection and a mirror to our central organizations. Thus, the Islamic Center would turn into a place for study, family, battalion, etc.
Once again, the Islamic Center will be used as what? Will be used as a place for launching wars.
As much as we own and direct these centers at the continent level, America, we can say we are marching successfully towards the settlement of Islam in this country. This mandates that we convert these into operations rooms.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
So now we know that the mosque or the Islamic Center will be converted to operations rooms. To do what? Listen carefully. Because this is not just the Muslim agenda for today. That was exactly what Muhammad did 1400 years ago.
For planning, direction, monitoring, and leadership for the Islamic Center. The first pioneer of this technique was our prophet Muhammad, as he placed the foundation for the first civilized organization, which is the mosque, which truly became the comprehensive organization, leading Islam to establish organizations with all their kinds, economic, social, media, scouting, professional, and even the military ones.
That was the true agenda of the existing of the Islamic Center or a mosque. So how much prayer and worship Muslim will lift up from these buildings according to this document? No, my dear brothers and sisters, it's time for you as a nation to wake up. A mosque in America is not a place of worship, as it is not just an Islamic center to learn about the beauty and the love of Islam. I know it because I came from Egypt and I saw what Muslims did out of the mosque. They go on Friday prayer as they sit in the mosque and listen to the great preaching of the Imam. Then they leave the mosques in hundreds, but sometimes in thousands, burning churches, burning Christian businesses, destroying Christian homes, simply because they were gathered into the mosque. Do you know how Sadat and Mubarak, the early two presidents, stopped this barbaric attack on Christian interests? They put the military of Egypt in front of the mosque so they can dismantle people as they leave the mosque, two or three at a time, so they will not go out and riot and destroy the Christian interest. Almost all the attacks, all the anger mobs who attack Christian places in Egypt, it was on Fridays, after the Friday prayer, which began from the mosque where Muslim people had gathered. The mosque is not just a place of worship or a place of prayer. For in the mosque, some charismatic leader will preach to his crowd about the truths of Islam. As this preacher opens the Quran and shows the dear Muslims the truths of Allah's command to kill infidels, to take their wives and their children as concubines, as spoil of war. As this charismatic preacher stir up the Muslim believers in the mosque, they all go out enraged with the shout Allahu Akbar as they do their dirty work. We have seen similar situations taking place in Europe, and I believe this is coming to America very soon. I know that Muslims are using the amendment, the freedom of religion, to build mosques everywhere in America. But I'm sorry, if we investigate the cult of Islam, we will see it is not a cult to believe in freedom of religion. But the opposite is true. Islam teach to kill all Christians, all Jews, all other who do not believe in Islam. Therefore, it is unconstitutional for Muslims to build mosques all over America. And we can simply also judge them by what is written in this document of the Holy Land Foundation trial. That is their own words of why Muslims would like to build mosques or Islamic centers all over America. For Muslims stated to us here in America that they will be using their mosque as a militant base to attack America. For they have learned this from their Apostle Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. You know, when you go in the Quran, chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, which is I call the verse of tyranny. For there Muhammad gathered his believers' men to a prayer on the land of Bani Qurayza. He literally made a mosque for his believers to pray one more time the afternoon prayer before they siege and attack Bani Qurayza, killing their men that age from the teenagers who grew mustache and older. And he kept the women and the children as a spoil of war. How this happened? Where this happened? It's very simple. It was after a prayer in the mosque. When Allah told Muhammad, the next prayer, you're going to pray it in the land of Bani Qurayza. And they prayed it there. And they did their dirty work there as they terrorized Jewish people and killed their men and raped their wives and their daughters. That's how Muhammad was using the mosque 1400 years ago. And that's how I know the mosque has been used many times in Egypt as a place of military event where Muslims leave the mosque to destroy Christians, church, and homes. I don't think this is just my opinion and our government does not know anything about it. No, the FBI know about this plan as they have investigated CARE and others who have been found guilty in the Holy Land Foundation trial. The day is coming in America where Muslims will gather in their mosques all over this country and they will launch their next attack on us. Simply because we allow them to build mosques all over this land. Simply because we're ignorant of their true belief and their true doctrines. They're not here because they love the democracy of America. For why are Muslims all over Europe shouting, democracy, go to hell? They're not here because they love our freedom. For why are Muslims shouting in Europe, democracy, go to hell? They're not here because they like our constitution. For why are American Muslims seeking to exchange our constitution with the Sharia, Islamic law? What is the problem? It is our ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We do not know what is a mosque. FBI know what is a mosque. But because of political correctness, they could not close one mosque. They did not stop a building of a newer mosque. And all what we teach our children in our public schools is that a mosque is a place of worship and prayer for the Muslims. Do you know what Muslims really say in their prayer in the mosque? They simply say, the first chapter of the Quran, as we read in verse 5 and 6, guide us to the straight way. the way of those whom you have graced, not the one whom you are anger against, nor the lost one. Then they say, Amen. And we have no clue what these words really mean. For if we know, whenever Muslims pray in a mosque, they are telling Allah to lead them to the straight way, Islam, not the religion of Judaism, because it is the religion of those whom Allah is angry against, and not the religion of Christianity, because these are the lost one. That is what Muslims repeat every day in their prayer. Allah is angry against the Jews, and Christians are the lost ones. The day is coming when their children or their grandchildren will come out of the same mosque to burn our churches, to terrorize our people in America. Perhaps we need to teach our children the truth about the mosque. We need to teach our children the reality of why Muslims are building mosques all over America by simply quoting the Muslims' own words in their agenda as it is described in the Holy Land Foundation trial. They're not here to build a mosque because it is a place of worship or a place of prayer, but it's a place where Muslims will launch their attack, their military attack in the future to terrorize the American. To learn more about the rest of this lie in the textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast, for we will be talking about the teachings of Muslim in our textbooks concerning the five pillars of Islam. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.